Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey, everybody. Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off, and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. And sports fans around the globe, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Hang on as I finish my tweet. That's the world today.
You couldn't have done that 15 minutes ago.
No, I couldn't. I'm sweating for two reasons today. One, I just left Evolution Fitness, and that was a fantastic workout. Who's kidding who? I just went for the steam. And then I was worried that we weren't going to get on the air here on Facebook Live. But the trusty boys at the ship back here at the bow, or is it the stern, Clark and Jordan got us rolling on Facebook Live, plus listen live at rodpeterson.com. So, welcome to the program. I'll be wiping sweat from my brow for a while as we roll here. Oh, I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm Abbott, he's Costello.
I know.
Does that work
Abbott
for you?
Abbott and Costello, yeah. That works for me.
Oh, we've got breaking news for you out of the bunker here in Western Canada today. A lot, of course, for the Dallas Cowboys fans. Cowboys roll. Ezekiel Elliott signing a 6-year, $90 million contract this morning with Jared Jones. How about them Cowboys? They're all of a sudden Super Bowl, not just contenders, favorites, I'm sure. And we've got Derek the Duke Myers, who will join us here in the bunker a little later on to talk about where the parade will go through Fort Worth, Arlington, downtown Dallas, past the Dealey Plaza. Yes, it's a big day for the Dallas Cowboys. And I really love when CFL NFL news morph.
Yeah.
And it did with Brett Jones. I think we went off the air yesterday. It was shortly after we went off the air that the Minnesota Vikings announced in a tweet that they had released Brett Jones. Actually, and in a news release. Of course, Brett Jones has a lot of friends and followers around here. He's from Weyburn. He played at the U of R. Played with the Calgary Stampeders for two seasons. Won a Grey Cup. His rookie of the year, was he not? And lineman of the year. He won everything. And that's what led him to the New York Giants for three seasons, then the Vikings, and now this would have been his fifth season in the NFL. He was released yesterday, and the breaking news is this. Right out of the gate here in the warm-up, and you probably saw my tweet, was that Brett Jones will not be returning to the CFL. He is returning to Regina during this waiver window period in the National Football League, and then he's expected to sign with another NFL team. He's got a couple of offers. Those were not divulged to me, and that's totally fine. But we expect within the next week to 10 days that Brett Jones will be announcing a signing with another NFL team. And our director of scouting, Craig Smith, weighing in on Twitter. He'll be in the bunker tomorrow, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, that Brett Jones belongs in the NFL.
Yeah. It's just some guys you know are NFL guys and that they belong there. He's earned it. He's played well. For whatever reason, it just didn't fit in, whether it was a numbers game in Minnesota. But, yeah, he'll get another shot in the NFL, and I'm sure he'll succeed there. No questions. But it'll be good to see him around town, though, I'm sure, for the folks that'll get to see him, family and friends.
And if he does ever return to the CFL, I'm told it will be with the Calgary Stampeders. But that's down the road. He's got NFL aspirations, and, again, we await that announcement. So that's the word from the Brett Jones camp this morning. As we roll, Nelson Hakowicz tuning in today saying on the Facebook feed, that jacket, though, oh, I know. This is Blue Jays vintage, and it's not as old as you'd think. I know it looks like a 70s velour Costanza's dad type jacket. It's not. This is straight from the Rogers Center Blue Jays store.
Wow.
Do you know those clothes that are made to look old, but they're not old? Does it look old?
No, it doesn't look worn.
Does it look like I should be wearing matching powder blue track pants with
track it? Track suit? Yeah, maybe don't do that, but the jacket's nice. It's sharp.
Just rolling along, having coffee with everybody as they chime in. You don't just have to write on Facebook. It looked for a while like we were going to be audio only today. Again, wiping sweat from my... You saw me leap out of this chair.
Yeah.
Like a cat into the back room. Are we going to be live on video here? And of course, they did get that fixed. But if you are listening at rodpeterson.com/listen live, you can text in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. We'll get to the daily poll question coming up when the Duke joins us here in the bunker, because it somewhat pertains to him. I'm actually so chomping at the bit for week 13 in the Canadian Football League that I was ready to go with Canada's Game of the Week tweet already. I was ready to go with it, with the poll. And Clark's like, well, here's another one that's probably a little more timely. I'm like, good call, Clark.
Well,
it was a real beauty, Clark. So that's coming up when Duke is with us. Show number 66, Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
There's only one.
There is only one. Unless you want to, Josh Hosang, didn't he try wearing 66 with the Islanders a couple of years ago?
The magnificent one, Mario Lemieux, for show number 66. Although I have to give kudos to one Larry Schwentke, the pool master, runs one of the biggest pools of CFL followers in the land. He sent me a string of number 66s for the Rough Riders in their history. Obviously, Chris Best and Darius Bledik, but also Tim Roth, Mike Anderson, Mike Samples. We welcome many of your 66s from anywhere across the land, including Halifax, which our business manager, Tyler Gross, mentioned yesterday. Halifax cracked our top 8 in viewers.
Wow.
Were you in the room for that comment?
Unbelievable.
That's pretty good. Afternoon, Halifax. Ships ahoy. Jamie Neugebauer writing in, voice of the Notre Dame Hounds. Can we get a shout out for the SJHL preseason starting, meaning real hockey? What's that supposed to mean, real hockey? All hockey's real. All football's real. And just so you know, on junior hockey preseason, nobody really cares.
It's true.
Justin Duong, one of our biggest fans, the guy who donated this bell to the program. He will forever be in Rod Peterson Show lore. Justin writing in and says, congratulations to our two Saskatchewan girls for making the final of the Amazing Race Canada.
Yeah, I saw that. Amazing. I didn't get to see the episode yet, but I saw a couple of the clips and I was watching on social media, and it's exciting. And, you know, they were just there. Of course, this race is over, right? I mean, it's not happening live, but they couldn't tell a thing about it. We know that. They were in this studio talking about the show, but all the Rider alumni were picking at them because they all watched the show and they're all wondering, so where's the final leg? And they're like, well, I don't know. Because they're not supposed to know where the final leg is or where the next one. They don't know if they're going to get there, right? And so congratulations on them getting to the finals.
The biggest stars of our alumni all-star celebrity game Saturday night, our football game, were Lauren and Joanne Lavoie from Canada's Amazing Race. Although the Rider stars were stars too. Mm-hmm. And Dan Rashevich called me and said breakfast on Sunday morning was 3 Advil and a glass of water. That was his breakfast. He was the oldest guy in the game, Rough Riders Hall of Famer, and he played for the Argos, the Stamps, and I believe the Ottawa Rough Riders too. And nobody has seen Rob Bresciani since Saturday. Can we go check on Bresch? He was the MVP of the game, but oh man, I don't think it was easy on him.
Yeah, he turned back the clock. It looked really impressive. It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get to this. Couple things. Ballers Rec Room. We're having our second watch party, our second Ballers Rec Room watch party. It's this Sunday at Ballers Rec Room on Dewdney Avenue, right in the heart of the Dewdney Strip. Don't let that scare you. Right in the middle of the afternoon, 2:25. Come on down and have help us watch the Dallas Cowboys have our way with the New York Giants.
It's an afternoon game, right?
Yeah. So this party's at 2. It'll last till 5. If you want to come a little earlier for the early games, you can. If you want to come a little later for the later games, you can. But the party's 2 till 5. That's when I'll be there. Duke, you're invited. We're having a party, Mr. Whalen, and everybody's invited. Down to Ballers. Furthermore, to Winnipeg, I don't think I was too hard on them, but they got to open their eyes to reality, Darren.
Yeah, and I just noticed it's topical on the Facebook wall. Kelly mentioned that he's got his day off and he's able to watch, and he's wondering if we've spoken about the O'Shea rant.
All of yesterday.
You have to go back to the clips, go to YouTube, and watch Rod's rant from yesterday. It's about 2.5 minutes. It's all you need. You'll get your update.
Not like I need validation. But it does feel good when CFL coaches or players go and hit like on a rant like that. And, well, let's just spend some time on Arash Madani's series of tweets last night on how this is a joke that there will not be supplementary discipline on the Riders' LeVar Edwards for knocking the Bombers' long snap route. Of course, Arash texted me last night, check out my Twitter feed. I'm like, oh, I did. But I'm not going to retweet it. I'm not going to like it because I don't agree with it. And here's today's life lesson, folks. Friends can agree to disagree and not hate each other. Fair?
Yeah.
It's like Arash has his thoughts. I believe that he's a Bomber fan deep down, and it's clouding his vision.
He spent some time there.
So I talked to CFL long snappers yesterday, and the rule very clearly states, I also looked that up, you cannot contact a long snapper when his head is down and in a vulnerable position. If you look at the film, which everybody has, his head was very clearly up.
Yeah.
And whack, head bounces off the turf, and that's from whence the concussion came. And in Winnipeg, they don't want to even acknowledge the fact that his head was up. They don't want to acknowledge the truth. And here's what I think. I think Mike O'Shea and that locker room starting to see the wheels come off. That's what I think. And they were trolling the Riders back in June in the preseason here about slow Wi-Fi in the stadium. Remember that?
Yeah.
And how they didn't televise the preseason game. You don't troll in the preseason. You don't do that. And secondly, you played enough sports to know this and been around it long enough to know when your coach is losing it at the end of a game and going after the other coach, if you're a player of his, what are you thinking?
Not good things.
You're thinking he's losing it.
Yeah, and you're not acting, you know, I don't even think you're thinking that. Maybe in your mind, like, you want to believe that he's fired up and you want to get fired up because he's fired up, but we all take, like, teams take on the personality of their coach. They take on the aura of their coach, and, you know, subconsciously they can see that if he's, like, losing his composure, they're going to lose theirs too. They're going to feel they have to make up for it, and they're going to start gripping the sticks a little bit too tight, and all of a sudden you're going to make mistakes. They have to find a way to get back down to business, forget about this stuff, leave it in the media now, and find a way to rally around their group, and their coach has to lead that message.
That's not to say that this won't work for them.
Yeah, they might be doing that.
Maybe it's us against them, and he's getting them all lathered up into a fervor. But I just think the lack of composure is something that may work short-term, doesn't work long-term. And that's my take on Mike O'Shea's antics at the end of the football game the other night. Beyond that, those are kind of the topics that I had here for the warm-up. I don't think that they would agree with us in Winnipeg. But I'll also say this. I got Bomber fans writing me, and not in the fashion you'd expect. Some saying they respected my take on the rant. Others saying, hey, well, no matter what, we'll see you here Saturday. I'm like, no, I'm not coming.
They're respectful?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I can show you some. I can screenshot them if you want. And this guy, I can't remember his name, but he's like, it's too bad you're not coming. This will be the first Banjo Bowl that you've missed. This is from a Bomber fan. And I'm like, I never even thought about that. Because I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah. Tunnel vision.
I'm thinking ahead. I'm not looking back.
Yeah.
At all. And the fact that this would be the first Banjo Bowl in its existence that I've missed really isn't that big of a deal. Shouldn't be to anybody. But I appreciate the guy pointing it out from Winnipeg, particularly a Bomber fan. So that's the warm-up. We got a lot going on today. The birthday boy, Derek Duke Myers, will be with us. Look, he's just jacked to get in here. Slow down on the coffee over there. He's over there on the couch drinking coffee, getting ready to come on.
Roots.
Like it's, from Roots Kitchen and Wine Bar. Actually, they've got a new slogan. And now they write jokes on the boxes every day when they bring them. Did you see that?
No.
Can you get today's joke and write it down? We got Chad Owens coming up on the program today, CO2 from Toronto via video chat. We've got Ryan Ballantyne, Calgary Stampeders blogger, and Chief Punk. He would appreciate that.
Did Clark tell you he's pretty fired up to come on here today?
Oh, I know. Everybody is. Yeah. Actually, I had an NHL guy call me last night. We talked for about an hour, and he's wondering when he's going to get on this show. And I said, we will get you on for sure. But what we do on this program on a daily basis is talk about what's hot daily. Yeah. And right now, the NHL, amongst our viewers, isn't necessarily hot. The CFL is. The NFL is. We're talking a lot of Canada West football, a little Dub and SJ. We'll get to the NHL, but right now, I said, we'll check back in October.
Yep.
Fair? So anyways, lots to get to today. CO2, Ryan Ballantyne, Amanda Ruler here in the bunker, and lots more. This is The Warm-Up. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook Live program. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catching our podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Time is running out on the employee pricing of our 500 new vehicles in stock. Get up to 19 grand off new F-150s. The employee price on this Super Crew 4x4 is just $34,999 plus tax. Employee pricing on all new Ford Escapes means up to $7,500 off. And we have over 100 in stock. Plus, get up to 16 grand in savings on a brand new Super Duty. We have over 60 in stock. The countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Lincoln. Offers end September 30th.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Wednesday morning, September the 4th, episode number 66. I have a feeling that it's going to be special. It actually already is.
Yeah.
Morning sports update for ballers. The Dallas Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott have reportedly agreed on a $90 million six-year extension that will make him the NFL's highest paid running back. That means he'll be in for week one Sunday against the New York Football Giants. CFL news, Matt Nichols could miss more time than the team originally thought. There is talk the Bombers quarterback may miss most of what is left in the regular season. Two WHL preseason games tonight. The Swiftcurrent Broncos visit Medicine Hat, and the Prince Albert Raiders will host the Moose Jaw Warriors. Canada's Bianca Andreescu faces Elise Martens of Belgium in women's quarterfinal play at the U.S. Open today. Roger Federer is out. At the U.S. Open, the Swiss star dropped a 5-set men's quarterfinal decision to Bulgarian Grigor Dimitrov. Morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and written by Connor the Intern. So we welcome to the bunker the Duke, Derek Myers, Duke of Mydale, global Regina television broadcasting legend. How are you, Duke?
Oh, that's,
how are you?
That's hanging a lot on me. That's putting me up there with Craig Adam, Peter Loubardius.
There's a long list. Warren Woods.
It's an established and distinguished list.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I saw your family surprised you this morning. I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. It was a real shocker. Didn't know anything was going to be happening there. Yeah. Yep. If you ever want to know what's going on with Sebastian, just tune into Facebook. It's day by day, by moment by moment. It's almost like following Johnny Athens, our good friend. He documents everything on his Facebook.
Well, I did say to your wife, yeah. I said, hey, at least your kid's not going to be camera shy.
Yeah,
that's a real bonus.
It's not a
kid's
problem.
Had a camera in his face since the day he came out.
Yeah.
How about those Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? I'm a little surprised. I thought this would go into the season a week or two.
Yeah.
But really gained some momentum over the weekend. And now, rolling. And as my good friend Murray Kittleson, shout out to Murray out in Melville. He said, boy, Jerry sure gave you a nice birthday present, didn't he? And I said, well, he called me actually this morning and said, hey, we're going to sign Zeke and happy birthday, Derek.
We decided to hold off till your birthday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was
what
so
happened,
nice of him.
What happened to Jerry Jones not wanting to make him the highest paid running back and not wanting to pay
I'll
the
be honest, I'm in and out on The Athletic. Okay, I paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys signed up to The Athletic?
I am not.
Paid subscription service.
But they have such a stable of good writers.
Yeah,
I can't read anything. I got such a weak attention span.
Join the club. What were we talking about?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm pounding away on the elliptical this morning, and I'm like, you know what? I see the notification about Zeke. I'm like, I'm going to read it. And there was instant analysis, pretty good analysis. And the reason I bring that up is you mentioned Jarrah. He was okay with making Zeke the highest paid running back in the NFL, but he didn't want to make him the highest paid running back by a lot.
And that was
the difference.
And correct me if I'm wrong, annual salary is pretty much the same as Gurley's, is it not? $15 million a
year? Not much different.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting a little bit extra guaranteed money and a couple extra, but they get a couple extra years on it. So, I mean, it's a very comparable contract to Todd Gurley. And all in all, $15 million? You know, I think Jared Goff's going to sign for $130 million or something. Now, a quarterback to running back, and I understand these things, but you extend him for 6 years, that's eight more years. It's probably Zeke's career, you know.
Till 2026.
Yeah, really. You know, given the guy that'll probably put him at 31 in that age group, 32, you've locked him up basically for the life of his career. And the way the guys look after themselves, I'm not saying Zeke does because, I mean, he's had some interesting moments where he seems to enjoy the party as much as the playing.
Wouldn't be the first.
No. But hopefully it doesn't burn them. And this guy is, I mean, he's arguably the best guy. He's led the NFL in rushing in two of his three seasons. Kind of says he should be the highest paid running back, shouldn't
he? You would think.
Yeah.
That brings us to the poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. And that is, does Zeke signing make the Cowboys a contender in the NFL? Well, 82.8% of you say no, it doesn't.
Haters.
17.2% say yes, plan the parade. And I don't know, from any of the coverage out of Dallas that I've read, they feel this is the best Cowboys team that'll take the field this Sunday since the 90s, since the Super Bowl winning team. So I guess the proof will be in the pudding, whatever the hell that means. And by the way, checking in on our Facebook wall. Denny Ulmer writing in, hello from Scottsdale. Swiftcurrent Broncos scout, former Notre Dame Hounds teacher, and miss you around the Brand Center, Dennis. If you guys want to chime in with any hockey questions, you're more than willing to do so. I see Ian and Moose Jaw from one of our newest sponsors, by the way, Sask Snowbeef, has some hockey questions. But as I talked about earlier, we talk about what's hot in the land on this program on a daily basis. Duke, the Labor Day Classic, the Bombers hurt feelings since. What's your take on what went down Sunday afternoon?
Well, first of all, I thought the Riders' offense was almost cost them the game. I mean, when your defense holds a team to negative yards in the first quarter and you have that sort of field position and you come away with a one-score lead at halftime, I said it on Twitter, it was brutal. And I had people coming at me saying, you know, wow, you still think it's brutal? I'm like, yeah, it was a brutal performance. However, when push came to shove and it was showtime, put up or shut up, Cody Fajardo takes the offense, they go down the field. Like, is it not starting to feel like when he gets back there at that time, it's like, oh yeah, they'll drive this down. They'll get the field goal. They just need a field goal. Big deal. They'll just drive it down there. William Powell. That was another thing. I know they're rotating.
Colonel Powell.
I know they're rotating in running backs, but you get down to the three, like you give it to the guy who can pound it into the end zone. All due respect to Marcus Thigpen, but sorry, you know, we're at the three. This isn't time for, like, you know, the bebopping and the flash guy. We need a guy that just puts his head down, gets behind Bladick, gets behind Dan Clark, and just shove that thing in the end zone. They come away with 3 points. So I didn't think it was their greatest performance by far. However, W is a W. No pitcher on the scorecards. As far as the Bombers' hurt feelings go, I mean, come on. Like, this is football. You didn't sign up for ballet dancing here. Was it a questionable hit? Sure. There's questionable hits all the time. I have all the respect in the world for Bob Irving, the play-by-play announcer for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. But for him to go on Twitter and go, Riders only got one holding penalty all game? Really? Like, there's holding on every play on each team. I'm watching on the Johnny Augustine, the big run. You don't think there was a hold on that play anywhere? I mean, come on. Could it get any more sour grapes? Could you guys be any more just sad that your hockey team is out in the first round? You think you might have a chance. Oh, plan the parades with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You haven't won in 3 decades. And you're going to get sour because you lost at Saskatchewan 1 game? Get over yourselves. Like, you haven't won anything since the beginning of time. It's like a Monty Python skit, for crying out loud, the sports teams in that town. And you're going to start whining? And for Michael Shea to come at, basically, Craig Dickinson? I get it. I get he's worked up and he's standing up for his player. But you're going after the other coach? I mean, come on.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And I don't think that Mike O'Shea, I think today's the first day that they get back to practice. I'd be interested to hear what he has to say. Maybe we can have our Winnipeg reporters chime in on that. Tom Halleck's usually on the bit very fast on that. But some were saying that O'Shea, once he looks at the film, will feel differently and probably feel bad about coming after Craig Dickinson. No.
No.
I don't think so. Football people very rarely say they're wrong, even if they think they're wrong. I don't even think that he thinks that he's wrong. But I'll say it again. That Arash Madani tweet that this is a joke, that there will be no supplemental discipline. Well, that's not a shock to me. Look at the film. It's exactly what it states. His head's not down. He was not in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
How can anybody argue that?
Well, I will say to Arash's defense, he carries the flag for player safety. He does think in especially in football, both leagues, CFL and NFL, that the leagues do not do enough for player safety. He has always advocated on that. So he is going to advocate on that side. At least he's consistent with that.
I thought this was a pro bomber rant versus player safety rant.
Well, it was a little bit of both.
I think it was I took it as more a safety rant.
One thing that he did mention was that he didn't make it against the Riders in one aspect. He didn't say that the Rider player was dirty. He said they're coached to play to the rule. And the rule says if his head's up, you can give him a shot. So I think one of the comments he made on Twitter was that it was against the rule. And that the rule, as it's laid out, isn't taking player safety into consideration.
Well, there will be no supplementary discipline. We move on and get very excited about Saturday's Banjo Bowl. We're going out on the video chat today to Toronto. Very pleased to be welcomed by one of my all-time favorites, CO2, Chad Owens, joining us today. There he is, joining us from his home. How you doing, Chad?
Good, man. How's it going, Rod?
100% real good. I know a lot of fans be smiling to see you across their screens this morning and listen to you. If you can, there you go. Clark will tell you to try and put yourself in the middle of your shot. I know it's kind of hard. How is life in the world of Chad Owens these days?
It's good, man. Just obviously still working out, staying in shape, and you know, training a lot of athletes, and actually coaching my son now, his high school football team. So he's playing senior ball. He's a quarterback and just enjoying that time.
You know, Clark had mentioned, our producer, that you wondered what we were going to talk about. And I think there's a lot of things to talk about with you about a Hall of Fame career and maybe the way things ended with the Riders, for one, because not a lot was said. You know, you weren't used till late in the season, that kind of thing. So I guess, are we sitting here today saying you're waiting for a call, or is your playing career behind you? Have you made that decision yet?
You know what? I'm ready. If I do get a call, I could play next week. But you know what? As the weeks go on, days go on, you know, I can't just sit here and dwell on am I going to get a chance? You know, I'm working on my transition, actually developing an app as we speak, called Transition Game, helping athletes transition out of sport. You know, you hit that point towards the end and you start to think about, man, is this my last year? Guys, you know, it's a lot of athletes fall into that scenario where they don't know what to, what they're going to do. And, you know, I was living proof of that. So developing this along with Ricky Foley, and, you know, we're going to be launching this probably in 2020, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing tool for guys to utilize and understand that your transition out of sport starts the minute you enter. So that's what we're working on.
Absolutely. And I couldn't, I'm proud of you guys for doing that. But you're talking about two guys there with Hall of Fame careers, two of the biggest stars this league has ever had. And I got to know you with your time with the Rough Riders and just loved every minute of you here. But you weren't on the field as much as I would like. You weren't on the field as much as you would like. When you look back at your time with the Riders, how will you think about it?
You know what? It's everyone, you know, you hear about it. And I talked about it as soon as that signed. You know, it's a place where you definitely would like to play, be on that team, because you know, Rider Nation is something special. You know, they are the biggest supporters in the league, not just for their team but for the CFL. That's evident at every Grey Cup, and it's just an electric atmosphere. You know, especially with New Mosaic and the amazing job, you know, they did there. So, it didn't go the way I planned and I would have liked. And I'm sure it's the same way for a lot of fans. But you know what? That's sports. That's football. And I'm glad I was able to experience that. And, you know, I got to play with a Hall of Fame quarterback there, you know, made new friends. And you know what? It's always a learning experience, no matter, you know, where you're at. So, yeah, man. Rider Nation was definitely something special.
Chad, two questions. One, your new business partner, Ricky Foley, and you. Who has more tattoos? And two, I assume you've been watching some CFL this year. Why do you think returners, you have been one of the best throughout your career, why are the returners having such success this year?
Well, to answer the first question, I think I used to have more tattoos. I think Foley surpassed me on that one. You know, as far as the return touchdowns this year, it's incredible to watch. It's amazing. Being a returner myself, I just love seeing that part of the game. And the reason for it, you know what? I don't know. Like, it could be a combination of coverage units, you know, being undisciplined. You know, a lot of times in a return game, if you're able to watch the film on the ones that didn't score, you're most times one block away, and that's a lot of the returns. You know, you're one block away, a penalty, one guy out of position, which causes a return. So, you know, I think all the dots have been aligning this year, and combined with great returners, man, there's some great returners in the league this year, and it's just exciting to watch. It's determining wins and losses, and you know what? It's a point of emphasis. As you know, I heard you guys talking earlier with Coach Mike O'Shea, who was my special teams coach in Toronto. I just had a blast with him there, and as a returner, I really studied. You know, I studied coverages. I'd sit down with Coach O'Shea and put together with him the return plan. And, you know, if you're a returner out there, man, like, don't, you know, undermine that position, that play. You can take full advantage in understanding who's their top cover guys. You know, who's the guys that's always making the tackles. Who's the guys that's out of position a lot. So you can gain a lot of knowledge in the return game just as you can on offense and defense.
You talk about Mike O'Shea, and you heard us talking about it. I don't know, did you see him at the end of the game against Saskatchewan? And if so, what does it do for you? How does a player on the sideline react when a coach kind of gets heated after a football game?
You know, man, that's his passion, you know. Coach O'Shea is a former player. And I think up in, you know, to this point, he's done a phenomenal job keeping his cool, and he's always been that cool guy. But you know what? Like, that's passion. If you don't show passion and energy and emotion, like, do you want it bad enough? You know, I'm okay with coaches showing that emotion. As a player, I'd love for my coach to show that emotion. You know, it's whether it's a deciding field goal or a goal line stance or whatever. Like, even after you win a game, there's always coaching points to be made. There's always corrections. You know, so I'm okay with a little bit of, you know, fiery, you know, emotion, man, because that was a huge game. It's a division opponent. You know, it's Labor Day, and you know what? That's just the way it is. We're at that point in the season where playoff implications are getting close. So whether you're crossing over, hosting a playoff game, all those things. So every play matters, every win matters. So if there's anyone that understands that, it's Coach Mike O'Shea.
Chad Owens with us, the Flying Hawaiian. This morning we got questions from our viewers. Robin in Prince Albert wants to know, hey, CO2, if the XFL calls, would you go?
You know what? At this point, if they threw like a ton of money at me, maybe, maybe. But I don't see that happening. You know, like I said, I'm sort of in that transition out of the game, but still in shape and ready to play. If I get a call, you know, soon, you know, even if it comes to playoffs, hey, I'll give you a game. I'll give you you know, all I got. But you know what? I'm building something here, and you know, so to answer that question, probably not.
Well, your motivational speaking is outstanding too. I haven't seen it. I've heard from people that have seen it, and Chad's a guy that you're going to want to book. Now, one last thing for you. You were a Rider, you were a Ticap, but you're going into the Hall of Fame as an Argo. There's no two ways about it. And I really enjoyed my time at the Touchdown Atlantic being surrounded by Argos fans. And Chad, you've been in Western Canada. You realize, I think Argo fans are misunderstood. They are as passionate about their team as Rider fan. They love the Argos. There's just not enough of them.
Yes, yes. And my Argo fans, hey, please don't take my earlier statement about, you know, Rider Nation being the number one supporters. Every team has their supporters. Every team's got their, you know, ride or die fans. And, you know, I know I have a lot of Argo fans. And yeah, it's just, I wish that there was more, you know, buy-in from the younger generation to sort of, you know, bring back that tradition, because it is a great tradition. It is an unbelievable game, and I mean the Toronto market is massive. You know, hey, the Leafs got support, Raptors got support, FC's got support. Hey, let's support the Argos, man. Let's support what they're doing. Records shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. You know, where you are in the standings at the end of the season. If you're a fan, all right, you're a fan. It don't matter. You show up on game day. They're providing an unbelievable experience there now. And you know what? It's go out there and support. I think that's just lacking. And, you know, it should turn around. I see it turning around. And, yeah, winning championships consistently, building that following does help. But you know what? If you're from Toronto, right, you're from the six, you should be supporting all sports within the city. So I encourage all of you guys that are here in Toronto, man, go out, support the Argos, man. Go to the games. Tickets aren't expensive. You know, take your family, go enjoy that. You know, it's an unbelievable experience. I know what it did for me, my family, my teammates' families. You know, it's just an unbelievable experience. And, you know, as players, we feed off of the fans. We feed off of that energy. So, you know what? Hey, if you want them to pick things up and win more games, let's put more people in the seats, right? Let's provide more energy for the Argos. So thank you to all the Argo fans, you know, over the years and the continued support, you know. So I appreciate it. I know the guys right now appreciate it. And, you know, let's go. We still got, you know, more games to play. So let's finish strong.
Yeah, well, real quickly and lastly, at 1-9, what are those Argos missing? You know, you're following the league real closely. You're watching their games. What are they missing?
You know, I'm not one. I'm a player, so I don't want to remove myself from that side. You know, and start to be on this the other side of media, and I don't want to blend the two because I know
the
how
dark
can
side
be
that we're on. Yes.
Sometimes. Yeah.
We'll take it, Chad. You know, we'll take you.
I got to be honest, man. I got to be honest from what I've witnessed and noticed. I just think that locker room may be lacking a little bit of leadership. You know, to see things blowing up on the sideline. You know, players looking like they're going to get into fights, and you know, every good team, every championship team has a tremendous locker room. I think I'm going to go to the Montreal Alouettes for a second here. They're playing good ball because their locker room is solid. I've followed them on their social media. I see a lot of the camaraderie, a lot of those things being done in the locker room. I don't know if the Argos are doing that. You know, look at Edmonton. They're having fun. The guys are having fun. Every team, every winning and successful team that I've ever been on, we had fun in the locker room. And they may be having fun. I don't know. But from my experience and what I know and what I see and what I've seen thus far, I think they may be lacking some of that. And, you know, I could be wrong. Guys, Argos, you know, don't hate on me for this. I'm just speaking as a vet, you know. And they do have veterans on that team, you know. And I think those guys need to step up in a positive way, not bitter, not yelling, but, you know, speak from their experiences. You know, I know they got SJ Green over there, who's been in the Montreal system with Tressman and understands what it takes to win championships. You know, let's bring that in and apply that. Let's get everyone buying into those things. And I know Coach, you know, Corey might have a different approach, but hey, players play, man. So if you're a player and you've been in winning systems and you understand what it takes when no one is watching, those are the things that you need to, you know, have those player-only meetings and talk about. Man, hold guys accountable. And that's what it comes down to, man. Holding guys accountable, holding each other accountable, holding yourself accountable, and really, you know, enjoying the time. Because, man, like me, that's what I miss the most. I miss that preparation. I miss that locker room. I miss that routine. And, man, you don't want to be in that situation where you're out of it and regretting that you didn't really take full advantage of those times. Because it's not always about the wins and losses, man. It's about, you know, gaining those friendships and lifelong partnerships. As me and Ricky Foley are, man, best friends for life. And now we're starting a company together and we're going to be working together. And that's what it's about, man.
Well, the next time you come on, hopefully we can launch that. And I say good luck with it, Chad. And thanks for the time today. Hall of Fame player, more importantly, Hall of Fame person. Really enjoyed our time with you out here. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thanks, guys. Aloha.
CO2, Chad Owens joining us from Toronto. We have to break. We got the Duke in the bunker, Dupes, and Paul has entered the building.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. There will be a birthday party later on. It's Duke's birthday here today. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, We service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 66, coming to you from the bunker from beautiful Western Canada. It is sweater season, of course. The weather has turned a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of acknowledgments on the Facebook string here from Whiter. Happy birthday, Duke.
I just see you smile when you saw his name pop up there, and all I could think about is Phoenix. And
2011.
And then you guys going to Houston this year. And just the great times and the great people. That's all I could just see it in your eyes as soon as you see Whiter's name pop up.
I smiled
there.
Immediately.
You did.
And he says he loves my sweater. This got Whiter written all over it, man. Are you kidding
Actually,
me?
Actually, yeah, it does.
People are saying that my Blue Jays sweater is dated. Not that it looks old, but it's dated. I almost think that's a compliment.
Vintage.
My daughter says to me, "You're stuck in the 80s, Dad." I said, "Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment." Is this stuck in
the
end?
She says it like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, says it like it's a bad thing.
What do they know? What do kids know these days?
Not too much. Not too much. I got one for you here. How this ties everything in. The earlier breaking news, couple things if you've just joined us late. Brett Jones, I learned this morning after talking to his camp, released by the Minnesota Vikings yesterday, has come back to Regina for this waiver window period in the NFL, at which time, when it's over, he's expected to sign with another NFL team. He is not considering the CFL at the moment. So there's a scoop on Brett Jones.
He's getting picked up. He is too good. He just got caught.
He's NFL talent,
yes. He just got caught in the numbers game when it came to salary.
That's the report I got.
That's exactly what it is.
The other thing is out of Dallas this morning, Wednesday morning news, Ezekiel Elliott has signed a six-year, $90 million contract with the Cowboys. It's made him the highest paid running back in NFL history. $50 million of that is guaranteed. And it just makes me think about what Chad Owens just said here, that records shouldn't matter. There's the air quote. Records shouldn't matter. Get out and support your team. And on one hand, that's a very romantic notion. On the other hand, as long as these fans are going to continue to fill these stadiums and pay exorbitant prices like the $55 I paid for my Ryder Retro hat on Sunday at the Labor Day Classic, which, by the way, I love.
I have the same one.
You bought it, too.
Yeah, I bought it before you did, actually. Is
$55 not outrageous for a ball cap?
I thought it was cheaper the week before. Maybe because it was game day.
So I'm not the best guy. I don't think anybody in this room is the best person to talk about because we all go to the games. Actually, I left halfway through the second quarter, and I saw Paul on TV in the fourth quarter up high-fiving out of his chair. I was going to get up and videotape the TV, but I didn't want to be that guy.
The guy's famous.
But the point is, basically what CO2 is saying is that it's the fans' obligation to go to the games, whether the team's good or not, and I'm sorry. I just don't think it is. Not at the prices they're charging for tickets anymore. And I'm not necessarily talking about the CFL because they've gotten the message and they're coming down on their ticket prices. But for sure the NFL. Cheapest ticket to an Arizona Cardinals game is $95. That's the cheapest ticket. We tried to get our sports trip here to go to Dallas, Texas. for the one that we ended up going to Houston for. The whole season sold out for the Cowboys.
Wow.
95,000 seats, 8 home games, all sold out all year.
That's nuts.
Is it the fans' obligation to go no matter how good or bad the team is? Because I'm afraid I don't think it is.
No.
I'll let Dupes go here.
It's not. It's not the fans' obligation. But if the product's good enough and the product on the field's good enough and if the game day's good enough and if you do the right things to give back to your fans, then they'll want to come every game and it won't matter. When you build that fabric, you're going to go to the games no matter what because it's part of who you are, it's part of the culture, and you want to support the team through the ups and downs. That's what they've built here in Regina, where you get that support even when it's a bad team. But it comes down to everything. It's not just the team's responsibility, but it's the community. They all play a part in it. When we think about the riders, we think about everybody coming together. We think about our tailgate party over at the Armory. We think about being in the community for morning coffee or for brunch or all these things that happen before a game. It's all part of it. So you want to do it, and then the game is a bonus. But if you don't have that culture, then no, you shouldn't have to. It's not your responsibility to just go to the game and support your team. You have to want to feel a part of it, and that's what the good communities do. That's what they do in Dallas and a lot of NFL centers. You feel a part of it, and you want to support them no matter what.
I mean, from the point that I started going to football games when I was 5 years old, and my dad and Delareth and my Uncle Dave Piper would come up here, the game was the show. The games weren't on TV. You know, this was, you know, not many. So this was one of your few chances to go. So that was the entertainment. Now mm-hmm. we're spoiled. We are. Let's face it. As fans, we are extremely spoiled. I can seriously sit in a restaurant on the East End waiting for my daughter and my girlfriend to finish eating and watch the game on my iPhone. You know, I can watch it anywhere I go. So we are spoiled as fans in that sense. So it has to be more, in my opinion. And like you said, Darren, everything that goes along with it, the tailgate at the Armory, I need to be entertained. So wins and losses, yes, I do think they still matter, but I think that you have to put an entertaining show out there. Part of it, and the majority of it, is the team on the field. It has to be entertaining. This year, the Riders are wildly entertaining. They are also winning. You know, it's a 6-game winning streak, but you have to be entertained. There's interceptions. There's long passes. There's great runs by William Powell. Cody Fajardo, he's scrambling all over the place. It is entertaining. And then there's more that comes along with that. There's the concert series. There's the Armory. You have to be entertained. Is it the fans' obligation, though? No, and the fans are never obligated to. It is the team's obligation to entertain. Look, who owns the Toronto Maple Leafs? MLSE. Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. It's right there. Uh-oh.
You broke the microphone.
It's right. Sorry, Paul. Oh, good. He's gone. It's right there in the name of the company. Sports and Entertainment. It's no longer just good enough to have a hockey game or have a football game. We can watch that.
Yeah.
I can have that streaming anywhere I want to be. But so to be at the game they have to present a different experience than just watching what's happening on the field. And lots of people I talk to, they're like, I don't know. I didn't see 5 plays. I was visiting and I was watching the big screen and I was did you have fun? Yeah, I had a great time.
So you want to go back. And it's about the players, too. I think about when I was a kid in the 90s, you know, coming to Rider games from Wynyard, the, you know, hour and 40-minute drive. It was exciting to be at the game, to get a program, to do those things. I don't know if they even sell programs anymore. That was cool. But it was about the players. I don't think the team was very good at that time. But I went because all I wanted to do was see Don Nurse's do his dance. If he caught a touchdown
exactly.
pass and did his dance, it's a win. Or I got Bobby yeah. Jurison's little do-rag, you know, or his yeah. Bandana.
And what blew
that
up,
was cool.
What blew up after this game? Lawler's field goal, running down and going in and chugging a beer. That's what blew up. That's people. It resonated with people. He could have kicked that field goal. They could have won and they could have, you know, stick in the air and then go off the field and not be a big deal. You know, one of the most exciting ones I ever covered was when the Riders just shellacked Edmonton late in the 08 season. Kiwanis Jones, they're all running by, high-fiving people in the stands. You know, there was an entertainment factor to it. There was a buzz. But it's more than just the field these days. But I do have to disagree with Chad. It is not the fans' obligation to come. It is the club's obligation to provide that entertainment.
Well, overall,
on the field and in the stands.
Overall, I think the teams speak. Chad speaks for the teams in all sports. They feel that the fans are obligated to come. Believe me, I know it. I've sat in those meetings, and it's just not the case. Can you put up the comment, Clark, from Sean Dahl that came through here a while back on that. Sean writes in on the Facebook wall this morning on our interactive program. He says, opinions on standing for cheering? He wants ours. He says, I'm a season ticket holder. Got yelled at and told I'd be taught a lesson if we stood to cheer again during the Labor Day Classic.
What?
By another season ticket holder. The whole stadium was on their feet. So here's my take. Now you guys understand, I'm still wiggling my way back into fandom here. I left halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah.
And the reason, there's a couple reasons. John Lynch got up Sunday morning and told me that he was unavailable to come to the game with me. We were going to go together, and he was going to be on our pregame show, and he was going to be our Lee Corso on that pregame show from the Armory.
He's going to put the hat on?
Yeah, but he was sick. And then I went into the game by myself, and it wasn't as much fun by myself.
Fair enough.
And it very early on in the second quarter, it became not about the game, it became about the party, which incidentally is totally fantastic, but not my thing.
Right.
Darren sat with me in my seats. I'm right on the aisle of, I don't even know what section it is, 123.
Perfect.
And people are up and down and up and down and in and out. I can't see the game. And it just became very clear to me, nobody around me is here to watch the football game.
They're entertained.
They're here for the party. Right. Awesome.
Yes.
I'm here to watch the game. So I got up and I went home. I went and bought my hat. And then I went home and I watched the second half on television and I was happy. Riders got my money. I was entertained for the portion that I was there and I went home and watched what counted. And to be honest, TSN does do a pretty good job. Could they freshen up some things? Absolutely. But they had video of the hit on the long snapper Chad Rempel at the Bombers were upset about. They had all the replays. They had the shot of Lowther going into the crowd. Look, you're battling television trying to get people into your stadium. So it better be good. And I love what the Riders are doing with their game day thing. I can't compare it to the past because for the last 20 years, when I started, we didn't even have a video board, let alone what they have now. So I don't know what it's like this year compared to past years. But I really like what it is this year.
Yeah.
I really like what it is this year. I'd like to think that our tailgate party and the pregame shows are a really big part of what a game day is there. And you were at home watching it.
Your pregame?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so great.
Tell us what you think about that, by the way.
I tuned in and it and this is not a slight at the CFL, but it felt NFL-ish. Like it felt like it hasn't, I haven't caught it anywhere. Maybe somebody else is doing this in the CFL.
No.
I have not watched it, but it had that buzz. And we've said it many times, Rod, you know, the game in Tampa Bay where the Buccaneers, they stunk. They're playing the Buffalo Bills.
Horrible
game. They stunk. But the whole scene around there, and they have floats
going. It was like a Grey Cup.
Parade. Mm-hmm. The whole, again, entertainment. That was a good package that I really, really enjoyed it. The people in the background, you guys on there, Amanda's just sitting over here waiting to come on. The players coming through, Big G Mikowski, you know, rolling in there. I just loved it. It had that vibe of game day. And I think for the last couple of years, that vibe has kind of been lost in the city. I mean, you used to wake up and you knew it was game day. You'd go to the Home Hardware and everybody would have their Rider jerseys on. Yeah. Like that buzz, it really felt like that buzz. It was kind of cool to see again and to be around it. You know, we had the touch football thing the night before. You could start to feel a buzz. Like it, yeah. That is awesome. I like seeing that. And it showed up in the stands in the three games across the CFL this weekend. Attendance was great this weekend.
Yeah, but we just need it every weekend because every NFL game is a Grey Cup. Every NFL game is a Grey Cup.
Yeah.
And we've been to many. We do it once a year, really, in the CFL, yep. And Labor Day weekend was that. Hang on. Clark has brought up a tweet from our friend Claire Hanna from the CFL on TSN and CTV. Claire has quoted Commissioner Randy Ambrosi in an interview with Dan Barnes of the Edmonton Journal. Randy says, our stadiums are becoming pseudo nightclubs. That generation of fans is not so inclined to sit in a seat. They're definitely enjoying the game experience, but on their own terms. And that's what I've learned, particularly in this new world of coaching that I'm in. You're not going to change the kids. You'd better change. Or you're going to be left behind because you're not going to change the young people. And furthermore, Dan writes it on the Facebook wall and says, so you have to go home to actually watch the game? This makes no sense. Dan, pay attention. I couldn't watch the game because I was up, down, up, down, up, down. Everybody coming in and out of my row. I couldn't watch the game. It was not enjoyable. I wanted to watch the game. God, sorry.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, if I became, well, don't even get me started. I'm at the Pats game on Friday, and the music is so loud. And I'm like, okay, officially, 46 is the year. When you become 46, the music's too loud. I've become that guy, and I hated that guy my whole life.
I hear this. I see the Simpsons meme. Oh. Right? Old man yells at cloud.
Yeah. But you know what? So what? That's how I feel.
I mean,
I was with Peanut Butter Pete, by the way, who's listening from San Diego this morning. So thank you, Pete, to the game. But yeah, I was with him Friday night at the Pats. I think we're out of time.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, going back to the original thing that started all this off, standing and cheering. I was in Seattle 10, 15 years ago. They stand and cheer on when their team's on defense every single play. And I tell you what, I had no dog in the horse or dog in the hunt there. It was awesome. So I'm all for standing when your team is on defense and letting the opposition have it. I'm all for that. In fact, when I see them on TV or I'm sitting there and they're not screaming, I'm like, what's the matter with you? You're supposed to be yelling right now.
Yeah. Amanda Ruler and Stampeders blogger Ryan Ballantyne. Next hour, it's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 66 on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And you're catching our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC pre-owned means clearance prices on every used vehicle in stock. That means special discounted prices on over 200 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Right now, we have over 40 Jeeps to choose from. Save thousands on this fully loaded, certified pre-owned 2018 Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4. It's only $36,915 plus tax. And this loaded, certified pre-owned Compass Limited 4x4 has a clearance price of only $26,998 plus tax. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.